I've got Professor Evan Fraser of the University of Guelph, which is in Ontario, Canada, on the line. You sent us a photo earlier, Professor Fraser, of you cycling to work. How long was that journey?
It took about 25 minutes this morning.
Okay, and what was the temperature while you were traveling?
Well, I looked at the thermometer as I left the house, and it was reading somewhere close to minus 25 degrees Celsius. And then I looked on the weather network, and it was saying that with the wind chill, it was more like minus 42.
Wow. So what did that feel like?
It was bitter. It was absolutely bitter. But I have a motto about biking, and there's no such thing as bad weather. It's just inappropriate clothing. So I bundled up well and survived fine.
So tell us, what was the appropriate clothing? Can you describe
that? I think I had 6 or 7 layers on my top, including a polar fleece vest and a wind chill and a sweater and an undershirt. 3 layers on my bottom, long johns, jeans, and snow pants. And then my face, I've got a polar fleece headband, a face mask, a balaclava, and a bike helmet, because safety is important.
What about your eyes? Did you wear some kind of visor or goggles?
Well, I started off with my mountain biking glasses, which are, you know, to protect my eyes, but they fogged up and frosted over almost immediately.
Right.
So I just sort of adjusted my face mask so that when I was breathing out, the warm air sort of covered my little tiny bit of exposed skin, and it was fine. I was completely frosty, and my eyelashes kept freezing shut, but I didn't get any frostbite, and it was fine.
Great. So what about the journey home?
It's probably going to be worse because I'm going to be going against the wind on the way home. So wish me luck, but I'm sure I'll make it.
Okay, well, good luck, and thanks very much for talking to us.